Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass tonight. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard on this Monday night. We got a lot to talk about here. I was at Eagles practice last night. I mean, I'm coming on the way in. I got, you know, Elliott and Jack complaining about Jalen Hurts and worried about the offense. I was quite content with what I saw last night from the offense, from Jalen Hurts, his legs, big throw to A.J. Brown, who's going to be a monster here. So I'll give my full Eagles practice takeaways coming up in a little bit. We'll get to the Phillies on the field. All they do is win. All they do is win. What an incredible run this Phillies team is on. What a great weekend. You know, destroying a Nationals team who's barely a major league team, but whatever. Wins are wins. They all count, and they all help you get to the playoffs. And I now expect the Phillies to be in October. We'll get to all that. Your reaction on the Phillies, on the Eagles, as we move closer and closer to the first preseason game on Friday night. But we have to start in a place that, quite frankly, I didn't want to. And this happens once in a while, and like, I know you're probably saying, like, wait, it's your show. You can talk about whatever you want. Yeah, I know. But I got to talk about the things that are impacting the most people. And look, yesterday at that Phillies game was supposed to be a celebration of a great team, a team that holds, you know, still the hearts of many in this city, the 1980 Phillies. That was supposed to be yesterday's celebration. It was hijacked yesterday by an absolute loser. I mean, that it was hijacked by a loser yesterday. And you know I'm talking about Pete Rose. For as great of a player and winner, like I imagine if I was doing talk radio 50 years ago, 40 years ago, I would talk about how much of a winner Pete Rose was on the field, because he was. But everything off the field and everything post-playing, it for life, he has been an absolute loser. Yesterday was a train wreck for the Phillies. Like, I'm embarrassed watching that yesterday. I'm glad my kids weren't in the room when he was on TV. That was atrocious. The entire episode yesterday, like, I'll put it this way. And 215-592-9494, your reaction to what happened yesterday with Pete Rose down at the Philly celebration, because he embarrassed himself and he embarrassed the organization yesterday. He should not have been invited. You know, 5 years ago when his Wall of Fame night was canceled, you know, that should have been the end. Pete Rose, and I'm not someone who thinks, you know, people that make a mistake should go away forever. That's not the person. I don't believe in that. But when there's a pattern of behavior, there's a reason why it's time to say goodbye to people like Pete Rose, and just not include them. Like, Pete can go live his life and do whatever the heck he wants, but if I'm running the Phillies, he comes nowhere near my park. If I'm running the Phillies, he comes nowhere near my broadcast. I mean, that was an embarrassment for that television network that he was on yesterday. I felt bad for Tom McCarthy watching that, because Tom McCarthy, you could see in his face, he wanted that inning to end so badly yesterday, and yesterday should have been a celebration, and it seemed like it might start as a celebration. But then, of course, before the game, the Phillies make Pete Rose available to the media. How do you think that's going to go? So Pete Rose, when asked by Alex Coffey of the Inquirer yesterday about, you know, the allegations that came out about, I believe it was about 5 years ago, that he had a relationship with an underage girl who I guess was at that time in the 70s. He claimed the age of consent, which was 16 in Ohio, but the allegations were that they met and there was a relationship that they began one. I mean, she was younger than that, which is just off the charts. So he was asked about it. It's the first time he's been here in Philadelphia as, you know, a representative of the Phillies. He's wearing a Phillies jersey yesterday. He's a representative of the Phillies. And, you know, it's a fair question considering who he is. He's here in a Phillies uniform. Awful allegations against him in the past. First time he's been back here. Asked about it. And, you know, he has a condescending remark calling a female reporter babe in his response back. Just totally condescending. So the day's off to a rough start. And I think yesterday could have been embarrassing, rough, bad start. But it probably could have smoothed itself out if the Phillies left it there. Didn't make him available the rest of the day. Just let him hang out with his teammates. But they didn't. Here was the ovation on the field yesterday. Game started, so this is a little bit after he made the comments. And, you know, he was crass and inappropriate to a reporter. Here is on the field. I don't even know how many people in the crowd had seen what he had said at that point. Probably not many, and not many people probably checking their phone in the park. But here is, maybe an hour or so after all that. Here's Pete on the field. First introduction back with the crowd in a long time.
Batting second, number 14, Pete Rose. First baseman.
So, I mean, what would you put that at? 60-40? 65-35? More cheers.
It was the longest ovation, if we're going to time it.
Yeah. At the end, you could hear some clear boos, but it was more cheers. It was trending towards being a positive day for the Phillies at that point. But I don't know when this was. Middle of the game, Phillies were up big. I mean, they just dominated the baseball game on the field yesterday. Middle of the game, the Phillies decided to, or he decided, or someone decided, I don't know whose call this is, to let him up to the television booth. And, I mean, this was a train wreck from the start. It just got worse. Here's some of Pete Rose on live television yesterday with Tom McCarthy, John Kruk on the Phillies television broadcast.
Joe said, "Tony, congratulations. What did you hit?" And Tony says, "Joe, I hit a high fastball." And Joe didn't know what to say. Joe said, "No shit."
That's looped out to right field.
You change the subject real quick on that loop out to right field.
I'm just describing the action.
Pretty sure we don't have a 7-second delay, so.
Ooh, that's all right.
It's not all right, actually. It's embarrassing. Like, you know, Pete Rose has become, and every family probably has one, that inappropriate family member, uncle, whatever, that eventually just, it's not funny anymore. Like, it's not. Pete Rose is the only one laughing yesterday. I mean, really, he's the only one laughing at his own nonsense. That's an embarrassment for the Phillies. Pre-game with the reporter is embarrassing for the Phillies. In the booth on live television, and that wasn't bleeped out on live television because they weren't ready for him. That was embarrassing. And then how about after the game? You would think at this point, someone says, roll him out or keep him away. Just put him, just let him go sit with his 1980 friends and just sit there and leave, and, you know, not embarrass us any further. No, it went further than that. So they made Pete available to the media again after the game. How do we think that went? Not well. Here's Pete after the game.
You were asked before the game about how you thought some of the sexual allegations against you in 2017 might affect the way fans or women view your presence.
You know, I'm going to tell you one more time. I'm here for the Philly fans. I'm here for my teammates. Okay? I'm here for the Philly organization. And who cares what happened 50 years ago? You weren't even born. So you shouldn't be talking about it because you weren't born. And if you don't know a damn thing about it, don't talk about it.
All right, guys, we're going to stop there. Thank you, Pete. Thanks, everyone.
The irony is so strong of a player who was at a celebration of the 1980 World Championship team to say what happened all those years ago. Why are we even talking about it? Pete, Do you understand that today is about something that happened four decades ago? Why are we celebrating that? 215-592-9494. Yesterday was an embarrassing day. It should have been a wonderful day. I mean, the Phillies are celebrating a world championship team. They have their best team on the field in 11 years. I now expect this team to make the playoffs. This team is deeper than they've been in a very long time. They're playing really good baseball. The rest of the NL is kind of parting for them to make a legitimate run into October. That should be the story coming out of that game, but it wasn't yesterday. Pete Rose is the story. I'm curious how you feel after it all happened. 215-592-9494. Do you believe Pete Rose should have been invited yesterday? I don't. Now, we didn't talk much about it last week. We didn't have a lot of full shows. If I was in charge, I would not have invited him. That's not, hindsight is 2020. If you asked me last week, that's what I would have said. The Phillies chose to do it. And then on top of it, they made it worse. I mean, they made it worse. This is someone you do not put in front of a camera. He is a disaster. The guy is a creep. The fact that he, for a very short period, represented the Phillies yesterday. Like, if I was John Middleton, I would be cringing today because that's a representative of us. And is it fair to say he represents the team overall? No, because he's one moron that played a long time ago that was a great player that has now had a day where he embarrassed the team. But they let him walk out on the jersey. They put him on the television broadcast yesterday. They let him represent them yesterday. That's embarrassing. He belonged nowhere near that ballpark yesterday. 215-592-9494. Do you believe Pete should have been invited yesterday? Your reaction to what happened yesterday afternoon and what should have been a great day for the Phillies franchise. Tucker, what was your reaction as Pete continued to put his foot in his mouth?
Yeah, I mean, it was just sad. And you know, as I thought about it today, like I know there's a whole generation of Phillies fans who grew up, and he might have been their childhood idol, right? I mean, Pete Rose, the greatest hitter of all time by some measures, most hits, the guy who brought a World Series here. I know for a generation of people, he means a lot to them, and I sympathize with that. Like, it must be tough kind of watching your boyhood idol act like this. But I also look at it, and I think we can separate Pete Rose, the ball player, from Pete Rose, the guy. And when I look at things yesterday, did any of that really surprise you? Did the way he acted, how condescending he was to members of the media, the way he showed up to the television broadcast, which he did TV as recently as, what, 3 years ago? 4 years ago, he was on World Series broadcasts. And yesterday, he seemed to realize that there wasn't a seven-second delay on live TV, which I thought was an interesting twist. But none of it surprised me. I mean, we have half a century now of examples of Pete Rose just not being a good person, right? We can go back to the 70s and him allegedly having, you know, sex with a 14-year-old girl. You can go back to the 90s where he was in prison for 6 months for tax evasion. You can go through the last 30 years where he's repeatedly lied about betting on baseball, and then when he gets caught, he lies again, and then he gets caught again, and he lies again. Up until now, where if they wanted to invite him and they didn't want to put him on a pedestal, if they just had him go out there and tip his hat before the game and just do that introduction and then put him in a limo or a town car or an Uber and send him home, like, I would have been fine with that. Like, there's no need to put him on a pedestal. There's no need to give him a hot mic, not once, not twice, but three times in the afternoon. I get it. Like, Pete Rose is one of the greatest baseball players ever. You can't really tell the story of baseball or the Phillies without Pete Rose. But for 50 years now, Pete Rose has proven time and time again that he's not a good person. And if you expected more, I don't know what you're thinking. Like I don't blame Pete Rose for the way he acted yesterday, because it's clear that expecting basic human decency from Pete Rose is setting the bar too high. Like, I blame the Phillies for putting him in this situation three times yesterday.
215-592-9494. Pete Rose put his foot in his mouth multiple times yesterday. I thought he ruined what should have been a really great day for the Phillies. Alumni weekend. Celebrating a championship team, watching the current team play their best baseball in a very long time. And the conversation today, last night, yesterday afternoon, is about Pete Rose. It's a shame. Phillies deserve a lot of blame for this, and he shouldn't have been there. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to what happened yesterday at Citizens Bank Park, from the attitude towards a reporter, which was inappropriate, afterwards condescending towards a reporter, inappropriate. Like, the idea that we can't talk about things that happened in the past. Pete, you're at a reunion for a team that won the World Series 42 years ago. Like, are you that dense? This is all about what happened years ago. All about it. So no one under the age of you know, 50 can be at that celebration yesterday? No. Look up in the crowd. There's plenty of people younger than 50, plenty of kids trying to learn the history of the game in this franchise. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke what we saw yesterday. And then, you know, just tone deaf from the Phillies organization and NBC Sports Philadelphia to put that guy on television. I mean, I'm waiting. It's like you're watching the Oscars. They play the music. They're trying to cut the person off. Play the music. Get him out of the booth. Something. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Your reaction to really a disappointing day for the Phillies yesterday. Ken in Mays Landing. Hey, Ken.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Ken. What's up?
What Tuck said, I'm one of those guys who came from that generation. I remember running down first base and the helmet flying off and the whole thing. And I always stuck up. I always stuck up for him with the gambling thing. And I forgot, this morning they mentioned on Angelo's show, he forgot too. People forget about this statutory thing. And then he did this profanity on the radio. And he was my second favorite ball player behind Nolan Ryan and my favorite Philly. I'm beside myself, upset. It's a bummer. And the Phillies organization, and after that press conference, come on, and then to put to TM in that situation, that's a bummer for him, too. I mean, I'm a broadcaster. I mean, I work for the Air Force. We pick who we pick, but, man, you got to pick a little bit better than that. My goodness gracious.
Ken, I'm glad you say that. I'm glad you said it about T-Mac. I felt for him because there's no way out. That's, you know, it's like almost like you're watching a train wreck in slow motion. Like he has to do the play by play. The guys
went back to the fly ball. Here you go. Here's the game. And I am so upset with Pete Rose. He was my favorite. And no matter what happened, I stuck by him with the gambling thing because that was a bunch of garbage. However, I got reminded today about the past issue, and then I got that profanity. I mean, he violated rules on the FCC, and he embarrassed our team, our organization, and our city by doing that. They should have read it better. And real quick, when you guys bring up the Eagles, is Nick tied to Jalen? And if that goes away, does he go away? So when you guys get around to it, hit me up. I appreciate you guys taking my call.
You got it, Ken. Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't think Nick is, just quickly, I don't think Nick Sirianni's tied to Jalen Hurts. I think Sirianni's his own figure here. You know, if he does well, you know, if it was a different quarterback, I don't think he has to be, you know, fully tied to Jalen Hurts their whole careers. But and we'll get to the Eagles because I have a lot of takeaways from last night, from Hurts to Jordan Davis to a wide receiver that is now on my radar that I think has a real chance to make this team. So we'll get to all that. But as far as, you know, Tucker mentioned sympathizing with the generation that grew up with Pete Rose. I didn't. I guess that makes me too young to talk about this. I'm not allowed, according to Pete Rose. I can appreciate the player he was. I've seen plenty of highlights. I know the numbers. One of the great hitters, obviously, in baseball history, most hits. I mean, the guy's career speaks for itself. But the other thing about yesterday that's frustrating for me, he made it about himself yesterday. Like, you know, do the Phillies deserve a lot of blame for allowing this to happen? Absolutely. But Pete Rose also is selfish. I mean, he's selfish. He's been selfish forever. He gambled on the game selfishly. He tried to get the Hall of Fame and tried to put himself above everything selfishly. And yesterday he hijacked that day selfishly. I mean, that's all that is. Like, if you're there for team, shut up. Stop putting your foot in your mouth and making people upset, fans of the team upset. If you're there for the team, you don't go on the team's broadcast and talk like that. I mean, look, we're all adults. Like, am I going to melt because I heard Pete Rose use a couple words he shouldn't use on TV? No. But you know what? I'm sure yesterday, probably more than most games, it was a Sunday afternoon summer game. Probably a lot of people of different generations, maybe grandfathers, fathers, sons, were watching that game together. Because that's the kind of game that brings people together, like the 1980 Phillies, the current Phillies playing well. It's the kind of game, if you have kids, or maybe you're with your dad, and then your kid, you know, everyone wants to watch the game together. It's a cool moment to watch the Phillies. You're watching all those legends, you could tell, and then you hear Pete Rose talking like that. Like, nobody wants that. Like, who wants that? Nobody. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop in. Bob is up on WIP. Hey, Bob.
Hi, yeah, thanks for taking my call. I actually give the Phillies a pass on this one. I think this is about Pete Rose. It's not about the Phillies. And I'll tell you, we need to see who these people are who are our heroes. We need to hear it and see it. I don't think we try to whitewash who they are. I think it's good to be reminded. So I think this is a good thing. I mean, I think you're right to have this conversation and talk about Pete Rose as the person, but we wouldn't be having this conversation if he didn't show up yesterday, and we need to see. He's such an important figure in the history of baseball, and, you know, this is a chance to see who he is. This is about him. It's not about the Phillies. And I think, actually, it's good for the fans and for everyone to see who he is. I think it's I don't think he represents the Phillies. I think he represents Pete Rose. And, you know, I give the Phillies a pass for giving him a chance to get out there in front of people. And, you know, we need to see who our heroes are.
Yeah, and, Bob, that's an interesting perspective. And, Bob, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, I understand what Bob's saying there, that, you know, especially athletes, celebrities, athletes, you know, whatever walk of celebrity status, often these people are not what we make them out to be. They are just regular people who are flawed, right? There's some that are good people, some that are not. Obviously, Pete Rose is not a good person, as we found out over a lot of decades now. But I disagree with the fact that we have to do this. I don't think we have to. And yesterday, he did represent the folks. He wore a Phillies jersey on the field. He represented the franchise yesterday. That bothers me, that he was allowed to do that. And as far as giving him a chance, I can understand that. It's been a lot of years. Apparently, a lot of his teammates wanted him there because he was such a big part of that team. And I get that. I get that. But the bottom line is he put his foot in his mouth before the game started to allow it to continue on live television. Like, there has to be an adult in the room. I'm not sure how that works. If it's the television network that goes and grabs him, like, get him on TV. Like, don't you think someone had to go through somebody to say, is this okay? Like, I don't know if John Middleton is ever involved in the minute-to-minute of a broadcast. And obviously, he's not with the radio broadcast. I don't know how it works with television. But goodness, like, if I'm the owner of the team and you have someone of that low of character in the building that day, I'd want to be tipped off. Like, hey, John, we're thinking about putting Pete in the sixth inning. You okay with that? And if he wasn't, I'd be furious if I was John Middleton today. And if he was, shame on John Middleton for allowing it. Because when someone tells you who they are for a long time, it's who they are. 215-592-9494. A lot to get into tonight. My thoughts on watching Eagles practice yet last night at Lincoln Financial Field, 30,000. Incredible atmosphere. So we'll get to all that. This Phillies team actually on the field and how well they're playing right now and my expectation for this playoff race. We'll start, though, your thoughts on the Pete Rose debacle yesterday, from his crass comments to a reporter before the game to an after the game doubling down and the nonsense that we saw in the booth. I don't believe Pete Rose should have been allowed at that ceremony yesterday. 215-592-9494, your reaction to Pete Rose, and do you believe he should have had the privilege of being there? I don't. We'll discuss it all right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.